Hey, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Sarah Brors is with us. Sarah is known as a, I guess we could call her a travel blogger. She's the CEO of TravelWithSarah.com for folks who want to check it out online and see if they love to travel just as much as Sarah does. But she's written a lot about travels, and especially close to home here in Iowa. Well, Sarah is ready to unleash her latest offering to us. It's called Perfect Day Iowa. It's day trips, weekend getaways, and other escapes. And we want to talk a little bit about where she came up with some of these ideas. Sarah, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. I'm so glad to be on here today because a perfect day in Iowa, I'm just telling you, we have that every day.
Well, you've uncovered a lot of places and a lot of things around the state for folks to be able to do. In all of your travels and conversations and things, do you have some favorites around the state that you've picked out?
Oh, you know, I love Mount Hosmer in northeast Iowa in Lansing, which overlooks the Mississippi River. That is one of my all-time favorite spots in the state. It's an area that is incredible beauty, and I love the birding. Obviously, the bald eagles in January is a big to-do, as it is along the Mississippi and the Missouri rivers. So I tell you, every community has something special and unique in it. Every community does.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to run it back a little bit, though. Tell us where you got that bug, where you started to enjoy getting out, seeing things, and traveling.
I grew up traveling. I'm an Iowa farm girl, and we took my parents and I, and my brother and sister and my mom and dad, we all took to the road in a motorhome, and we were able to go on trips when the beans were walked, the rocks had been picked up, and the county fair had happened. So I jokingly say that I was shotgun with the map in hand, and I do know I was. My brother and sister did get upset with that. But the travel bug was planted early, and a lot of times people ask me, well, I suppose you did a lot of camping in Iowa, and we really didn't. And my mom and I just talked about this yesterday. She said, you know, your dad loved to travel, and he wanted you kids to experience things outside of your home when we had the time to take you. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that. And we're at a time now, though, where I firmly believe, and a time in my life, where I firmly believe that we need to get better at telling our story in the Midwest and Iowa. And I'm delighted that I've had the opportunity here the last 2 to 3 years to be a part of that, helping grow our communities and grow our tax base and to showcase what we have across the state. Because if people don't know about it, guess what? They're not going to come. They're not going to come. So I'm so blessed that my parents instilled in me a curiosity, which I think is always a fun way to put it. I'm a question box, and I love that. I love it. So I'm just blessed that I was, you know, given that opportunity to travel at a young age.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, vacation means something different to everyone. Some people enjoy hopping on a plane and going to a destination, and that's fine. But sometimes when you're on a plane, you miss everything from here to there. Sometimes the travel is part of that experience of the getting to the destination, and I think your book kind of outlines some of the things that you can see along the way.
Yes, and that is so true. But you need to remember, people travel because of the people. And that, I think, is so important, too. All these wonderful places we have, things to see and do, I think it's important that we provide an ultimate experience when people walk through our doors as well. And one thing we Iowans do is we are Iowa nice. I don't care where you are. We are very welcoming, and we love seeing those new faces in our communities. And that's how we grow. That's how we grow.
Sarah, give me some notes on Southwest Iowa, our West Central Iowa here part of the state. What you got for us?
I'll tell you what, I love Corning. The little town of Corning, I have fallen in love with. And, you know, Background's Coffee Bar and Boutique. I don't know of another coffee shop in the country where you can literally walk through a hair salon to go get your cup of coffee in the morning. I don't know that you can do that anywhere else. I've seen that, and I just love that. I tell everybody all across the country all about this cute little coffee shop and Background's Coffee Bar and Boutique in Corning, Iowa. And then they, of course, say, what's in Corning, Iowa? I said, that's the birthplace of Johnny Carson. And some people are like, who? And I'm like, and then it's not too long. They're like, oh, that guy. So, and there's a lot of people that are like, oh, gosh, I remember Johnny Carson. I love Johnny Carson. So it's, you know, brings up a lot of conversation. And Primrose, you know, an award-winning restaurant in Corning that I think everybody should experience at least once in their lifetime. I mean, I think that's incredible. Now, another town a little further down south is Bedford. Bedford, Iowa, and I had somebody just this morning. I was speaking at an event, and somebody said to me, Bedford, Iowa is in this book? I said, it sure is. It's on page 67. And I said, they said, what is there to do in Bedford? I said, here you go. You can easily have a perfect day in Bedford. And I'll tell you what, that Main Street in Bedford, if you have not checked it out recently, go check it out. Incredible. It is, there's entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs that are thriving and bringing the town to life. I love that. The entrepreneurial spirit is strong in Iowa. Hedgie's Books, Toys, and More. What I love about Hedgie's, it's more than a bookstore. It is a bookstore, but bookstores that are thriving across the state that are independently owned are a place for community people in the community to gather. They're a gathering place. And I love what they have done there at Hedgie's is they showcase local Iowa products as well, but they also have, you know, things going on in the store that really add to the Main Street experience.
Excellent. Sarah, in Iowa, one thing I've noticed, no matter what we do, it always seems to involve food. So how much of your travel experiences and how much of what you write about also includes food?
There's restaurant food is included in Perfect Day Iowa. There is a featured restaurant in every community, and then there is an additional restaurant listed in the book. So there's a lot of restaurants featured here. And some of you may know, if you follow me online, I travel for bread pudding. So I'm a bread pudding connoisseur. So if any of you know or have suggestions of where I can find good bread pudding in Iowa, I'm always open for the challenge on that one. And some of the best bread pudding I've had recently in Iowa is at the Millstream Brewhaus in Brewhouse, I guess what you say, in the Amana Colonies. And if you've not been to the Amana Colonies, some people will say I was there 20, 25 years ago. Go again, because trust me, you'll see new things and it will look different to you 20 to 25 years later.
You know, Sarah, we joke about it a lot, but you've got to notice that there's got to be a lot of truth to it, that sometimes we just kind of ignore the things that are in our own backyard. They're just maybe we think they're a little too familiar to us and we don't look at it as an escape. Is that a mistake we make?
It's a mistake that we make, and it happens to everybody. It happens to every single one of us. I like to say we can travel Iowa without a passport in hand and have a passport experience. There's many places in the state of Iowa that are look and experience and the feels of things that you can experience overseas, but you can do that in Iowa without a passport. And I just think that is something we need to talk more about. But the other thing you mentioned is living in Iowa, it is true we love to travel, but that's a beauty of living in Iowa. We can travel easily across the country because we are centrally located in the U.S., and then we can come home to our peace and quiet. And I think that is something to really embrace in our state. But you can have a perfect day anywhere. I jokingly say a lot of times when I go to a community, it'll be a town of maybe 250 people, and somebody will say, what are you going to do there? I'm saying, I can have fun with a brown paper bag. I'll find somebody somewhere, and I'll learn about some little secret in the community. So there's something everywhere.
Well, and while we in Iowa tend to be very similar in some ways, many sections of Iowa are many different. We have cultural differences. We have all kinds of different types of things that you'll be able to note if you do travel the state.
That's exactly right. Now, up in Mason City, you can stay at the historic Park Inn Hotel, which is the last known hotel in the world designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. And I run into Iowans all the time that do not know about that. And people come from all around the world. Wrap your head around that. All around the world to stay in a historic hotel in the state of Iowa. We Iowans get pretty comfortable in our space, and we forget that people want to travel thousands of miles to come to see what we have. And I think that's incredible. That's happening in more than just Mason City. It's happening all across the state. Now, you can go to Decorah, and you can experience. You can be a Norwegian for a day. I mean, you can really experience Norway right in Decorah, Iowa. And there's something around every corner. I just can't stress that enough. Sioux City, the railroad museum over there. If you've not been to that railroad museum, go. And a new part of that museum that opened last year is a Holocaust. There is a Holocaust museum inside the Sioux City Railroad Museum that just opened last year. And it is very moving. And I was there on a day where there were some people that had been to the one in Washington, D.C., and they had made the comment to me that this was just as moving, if not more moving. And in that museum, there are stories from locals to Sioux City talking about their experiences. So it's We have a lot to offer in Iowa, a lot to offer.
Well, and we're typically pretty good about being able to jot down some of that history and share it with others, too. I see that coming up in, here very soon, on Friday, April 5th, you'll have a book signing event, a presentation in Corning at the Opera House. Looking forward to that?
Yes, it's at 1 p.m., and I'm actually on Hello, Iowa at 11 a.m. on that same day, so I'm going to be booking it across. I'm on Hello, Iowa in Des Moines, and then going to the Corning Opera House. At 1 p.m. is when the program starts, and I can't wait, because that Opera House, if you've not been to the Corning Opera House, you need to get a ticket to an event there or go to a Friends on Friday event. That Opera House is really doing some amazing things there in Corning. It's a beautiful venue.
Very good. Well, we look forward to that. Perfect Day Iowa is the name of the guidebook. Day trips, weekend getaways, and other escapes by Sarah Brors. This is your roadmap if you really want to check out a lot of the fun things and interesting things to see and do here in the state, and you can do them all in a short period of time. So you can plan those trips as family and friends and get out and use this as your guide. Sarah, thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate it. Best of luck with that book. Where can we find it?
You can find it on Amazon. You can check with your local tourism offices. Barnes & Noble all across the state is carrying it. And several independent bookstores across the state carry the book as well.
Excellent. Well, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it. Happy travels.
Thank you.